This recording, Jamaica 6, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas Denonoff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square, near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Kingston, Jamaica, which is an island in the West Indies. My school teachers were mostly from England. It was a British colony, and Jamaica became independent of Britain in 1962, so most of my early years were still under a system that featured an educational system that was much like the English school system. We were taught formal English in school, but when we were on the street or when we were with friends, we spoke a dialect. And the dialect in Jamaica, some people mistakenly call it Patois, but it's not, because Patois I associate more with French dialects. But the dialect does take in words from African languages. Many times it's thought of as broken English, and there's a lot of that in there. But the idioms, the phrases that are spoken, many times mean different things. They mean, if you just translated the words, or if you understood the words, you may still not understand the meaning of the sentence. Well, if you're speaking to a Jamaican who really understands the dialect, it's so fast and it's so broken that it's hard for outsiders. So if I say something, for instance, if I said "wagwan," it's actually translated to mean "what's happening," but there's nothing in it that says any of those words. Jamaica has a lot of Germans, a lot of Chinese, other that were under Spanish rule for a long time. So there are a lot of Spanish words that are thrown in. So that's the dialect is really a mixture of all sorts of languages.